This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Love a bit of Friday morning action. It's Sound of Merseyside time with John Gibbons. Morning to you, Gibbo.
Good morning.
You all right? Back from Sevilla, well. Okay?
Yeah, safe and sound.
Or Seville, however you want to pronounce it. How do they pronounce it over there?
Well, it's...
Do they say Sevilla?
Sevilla, I think.
They do say Sevilla in the native tongue.
Yeah, I think so.
But you say Seville. Yeah? Did you get in the stadium or were you one of those unlucky ones?
I missed the first goal, but we were in eventually, like...
Right.
It's always a little bit like that, to be honest, but it was particularly bad this time, but... You know, going away with Liverpool, it's always, you just, you know, get treated a certain way, don't you? But it's a different style of policing than kind of what we're used to over here. But yeah, got
a few
in,
tales
okay.
to tell. You'll be talking about it on the Anfield
Wrap
tonight.
Yeah, the Anfield Wrap. I'm on Radio City Talk tonight, 6:30, myself and Neil and a couple of others. So we'll be talking about that then.
There's lots of people with different stories. There's one on the front of The Guardian today about a blind Liverpool fan who had his cane taken away. There's some horrendous stuff come out from it, hasn't it? The boys will talk about that between 6:30 and 7:30 this evening on Radio City Talk. Right, we've got a guest band in as well, which we'll introduce in just a moment. Before we get to that point, big week for Sound City because they have announced a certain number of acts. So Sound City, Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th of May 2018. It's going to take place across the Baltic Triangle and Kane's Brewery. And the first 10 names revealed are Peace, Slow Readers Club. Correct me on the pronunciation here. Ibibio.
That'll do.
Ibibio Sound Machine. Baxter Jury. Idols, Jaws, Low Island, Cassia, The Orioles, and Zuzu. That sound all right to you?
Yeah, good. I'm really excited about Sound City this year. Obviously, it's changed a bit over the years. It started out as a City Centre festival across lots of different venues. People used to really enjoy it. But I think they found it a bit hard to manage. So they went out to the city a little bit, not far, like, but out to the sort of the Northland docks and did a bit up there. And last year, people kind of... The impression was they didn't enjoy it. People weren't enjoying it as much. And so they've gone back to the roots, really. They've gone back to more emerging bands. Last year they had the Kooks headline, and who had obviously been around for a long time, very popular. But this year they've gone back to bands who are more starting out the journey, a bit more of the Sound of Merseyside ethos, really.
Oh, so there you go.
So I'm really excited about it. It'll be a funner way to spend a full day, really, and to, you know, to going down, dipping in and out of things, finding your next favourite band. And that's what Sound City always used to be about to me, to finding new acts, people you hadn't seen before, and a band who you were going to love, like, you know, at and go away and talk about. And that's what they're trying to do. And the Anfield Rapper involved as well this year as well. We're going to have
I don't know about a stage.
We're going to have a bit of a stage.
Right.
So we're going to programme a little bit of a very small bit of the festival. So we're going to be able to pick like four or five bands.
Well, look at you. Look
I
at
know.
You,
it's all right, isn't it?
Very good. Anfield Wrap at Sound City.
Yeah. Well, not just us. Like, there's lots of different...
There are all other speech sort of elements of it as well, is there?
We'll do a bit of the conference as well. Yeah, so they have a conference and we'll do a bit there. But they've picked sort of 15 to 20 people in Liverpool that they want to get involved and create little bits of it. And we're one of them, so that's quite cool as well.
Right, let's introduce our guests today. We finally pieced them together. They've come separately. Maybe they haven't. Maybe they just deserted one of them.
Left in the car park.
Yeah, all right, you introduce them.
It's the Johns, the band. They've been on before. We were trying to figure out when it was exactly. We think October last year. We were trying to figure it out, but certainly about a year ago, but gone from strength to strength. Till then, they've got a new superstar manager who's firing them straight to the top. doing really well, getting a lot of heat out across the city and beyond. Great harmonies and really cool songs. So glad to have them here. And they've got the guitars as well, which is always adds a bit of excitement, doesn't it?
Going to play for us, Dom, Steve and Mick. Morning to you, lads. You okay?
Good.
I like that. Adds a bit of heat. you've got heat in the city. Is that how you're feeling? Yeah?
Yeah.
Come into the microphones. Goodness me, boys. Get in there. Right.
Yeah, we feel like we're making progress and all. Like, we've had a few plays on, you know, the major... stations like somebody here today, so
like Radio City Talk.
Fair bit about our progress, really. So
go on, tell us about the last year then, Dom.
Well, we've just done a video called Lucy and put it out on YouTube. We've done a single. We went into the studio.
Sugar House
Studios, and they recorded Lucy for us. Done the video in October. And we've just been gigging round, sort of promoting Lucy towards the late end of the year. But like Mick said, as far as progress goes, even musically from last year, we're well better than
we were.
You
can play
the guitar now. It's interesting you say we're well better musically. You sort of think, well, why are you well better musically?
The thing is, we started, we jumped straight in when we couldn't even play three chords. We just wanted to get out there, and me and Mick were always playing songs from early in the Connie, Buddy Holly and Everly Brothers, all the oldies. So we had our own songs written. So the first thing we done was songwriting, which was come naturally to us. So the second part, which was like getting lead guitar and the bass and all stuff like that in, was the that come in the latter stages. But in the past year, me and Mick have sort of been gigging so much that that's what you want it to become, just routine
on
and
guitar, isn't it, really? And better on our instruments.
Steve, could you always play? Was it just these two who couldn't
play?
Is that the way it was?
You know what, I was just about to say, I've been playing since I was about 15, 16, and then these started late, as they say, and they're even not doing that justice to how much that they didn't know what they were doing. They could sing, no one's business, right? And they could perform like no one's business. So then I joined later on. So I actually seen them perform and gig, and I thought, these have got something special here. And then they had an opening for the bass, and I was like, go ahead, the boys, I knew Mick in school and that. So I show up for the sound check, and I'm not messing, it was absolute carnage. You start playing
in a bad way,
in a very bad way. Like, I'm talking,
that is the
Dom is strumming like hell on his guitar, and the sound guy's like, I just want, you know, bass pedal to start off with the bass. And then Dom goes, yeah. Let's emit the bass pedal about three times. Starts bashing away on his guitar. I'm going, Tom, stop playing. And he's like, why? And I'm like, so he can get the thing. And in the end, the sound guy is so annoyed. And I was like, boys, first tip I'm going to give you is do not annoy the sound guy, because he'll ruin your act.
I think that nice to sound like I was marming, didn't I? Or you just couldn't hear me at all, sound guy. He's just messing with me vocal just to annoy me.
The biggest lesson they've learned in the year, do not annoy the sound guy.
That is the main lesson for every band.
It's good advice.
Stay on sound with the sound guy, because he is the most important, like, as far as that goes.
But now, you know, it's professional all over, isn't it? Well,
yeah, it's good
for the most part.
Everything's better. Songs, the songs are better, but musically we're better. We're happy like at the moment, and the single's out. So we've got a single coming out in January.
February.
Yeah, called So Alone. That always goes down well live. Hopefully have a video.
So you're going to sing for us in a moment or two. Yeah, just quite interestingly, and you've got a manager in now. Quite a lot of the bands we've had in for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
Seem to have come in with managers. Is this a relatively newer phenomenon that people, or is this a growth thing when you get to a couple of years in all of a sudden?
Yeah, I think, look, it gets to the point where I don't think a band should rush in to get a manager necessarily, but I think you get to the point where, you know, it's someone to represent just to get better gigs and stuff, and you know, who's someone who's able to get out there and represent you. And sometimes, like, you know, I mean, Mick says, like, you don't want to upset the sound guy. You don't really want to upset anyone when you're in a band, really. You want to be the ones who are, like, shaking hands and saying, I had a nice one. But you need someone to, like, look after you and be, like, the bad guy, really. And so when I've been the manager, I've always said, well, I'll go and, like, say, no, we don't want that slot. We want a better one. And then you get to go in and just be, like, the sound band, you know what I mean? And the ones everyone likes. And so they go away thinking, oh, yeah, it was great. Because you want to make a good impression, like, all the time, really. Then the manager's the one who's, like, not quite the Rottweiler, but the one who's willing to go, no, you're not putting them on it. We're not going on at 5 o'clock. We want a better slot, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, we pass on the abuse to the manager to tell whoever's
He can deal with the bad things.
Give him this, or
And then you're just all smiles and all charm,
manager takes the slack, like.
Yeah, because the most important thing for the band is just to feel like you can go in and play, and you don't want all the distractions of, you know, half your mates have turned up, we were claiming them on the guest list and stuff like that.
Get half of our school turn up. Thank God, I'm on the guest list, you know. I swear to God. Ask him, he's like that behind the door.
And Mick's like, Ian!
Absolute barrage of people looking for free tickets.
Right, the Johns are going to play for us next. Are you looking forward to this one, Gibbo?
Yeah, I was like, I went the band play live, and then there's almost a full band, isn't it? So ahead of us. So, should be good.
Look at them, all lined up. Just spent 5 minutes practicing. Boys, what are you going to play for us?
Yeah, we'll play the one we've got the video out, our new single, Lucy. Play that for you.
Okay, take it away.
Nice. girl, I'm lonely, lonely when you go. Then I wonder, wonder where you go. Then I wonder, wonder where you go. So say you love me so I know. Say you love me so I know. Cause I'm lonely, lonely when you go. Lonely, lonely when you go. And when my jealous mind comes into work, you know I'm in decline when I think of you. La 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 la. Lucy, I'm so sorry, but I wanna see you sad. Don't mean that I don't love you, cause I love you like a mad. See that I'm the man, and so you gotta let me know. Can't you see that I'm the man, and so you gotta love me so? Lonely, lonely when you go. Girl, I'm lonely, lonely when you go. Then I wonder, wonder where you go. Then I wonder, wonder where you go. So say you love me so I know. So say you love me so I know. Cause I'm lonely, lonely when you go. Lonely, lonely when you go. When my jealous mind comes into work, you know I'm in decline when I think of you. La 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 la. Lucy, I'm so sorry, but I wanna see you sad. Don't mean that I don't love you, cause I love you like a man. Can't you see that I'm the man, and so you gotta let me know. See that I'm the man, and so you gotta love me so. And I said, Lucy, I'm so sorry, but I wanna see you dead. Don't mean that I don't love you, cause it's all just in my head now. Now I wonder where you are. I wonder where you are. Winter snow. You look again with your warming eyes, and then I know you just gotta be mine. Quick, look over again, and girl, I'll know. It's cold outside in the winter snow. You look again with your warming eyes, and then I know you just gotta, baby. Oh, baby, my sweet baby. You're the one.
Jeez. Lit.
Excellent stuff. The Johns and Lucy. Brilliant little climax at the end of that as well.
Boss out, you can hear the 60s references coming out of the end.
You can, can't you?
Cool, man.
Soften it up a bit because it's a dark tune, so we bring the outro like to the 60s sort of stuff.
Make everyone feeling good.
It's
quite nice.
Half 9 in the morning.
Yeah. When are you boys going to be playing live?
It's the 9th of December is our next one. It's in Buyers Club, so good venue. Like,
right,
like
9th of December, minutes. Buyers Club. Yeah.
Yeah, that's with,
any others in December?
That 9th is the last one. It should be a big one, though. So, the Buyers Club, like we said, will be the last one.
We're into Feb next year for the new release then, so we got 2 gigs lined up for that.
We'll let everyone have the Christmas, know what I mean? Everyone skint in December, so we don't want to be rolling in on the 20th seeing us absolutely bladdered, know what I mean?
Don't worry, you don't have to spend your pounds on the Johns this Christmas. Just out of interest, what's on the video for that?
Me and some beautiful looking girl.
Lucy?
Me and some girl, that's the story. Like, I'm sort of jealous of what she's doing and where she's going.
Right.
It's a good video, isn't it? It come out brilliant. I had to do a bit of acting in it.
To be fair, to plug my own company, it's my company.
Right.
So if you
go on, plug it then.
Yeah, well, it's called Total Film Crew.
Right.
So if you go on go online, go on Instagram, Total Film Crew, totalfilmcrew.com.
You can see Dom just chasing a girl.
You look at the quality of it, and it's up there, the best of it.
Boys, brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Thanks for your company this morning. Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.